Currently on view in the gallery at Home and Planet, 25 West 3rd Street in South Bethlehem, Polaroids and Prints, a selection of personal work by Jamie and Mike Cabriza of the Image Shop and Studio in Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Spanning over a decade of their art, the exhibition includes selections of Mike's personal work with the 20 by 24 and the 40 by 80 Polaroid camera, the largest Polaroid camera in the world. Mike often creates patterns in his work representing a continuum found in nature. Jamie is interested in finding beauty in the mundane. She looks for those moments when light and happenstance come together, creating an epiphany, a transcendent moment. Also on view at Home and Planet are some of their image blocks. Mike Cabriza.
Jamie had made a point to reference that we should have more color photographs in there that were more of the spring tone. She had thought this was too cold.
I wanted warmth.
The trees had no leaves on them. Most of the photographs we presented was actually a concern going into it that there wasn't enough springs.
I think the beeswax that you used really warmed everything up. It gave everything that really warm, glowing, golden tone that brought spring into the season a little bit.
It is all organic subject matter.
Is the beeswax what those large prints are treated with, your monstrous Polaroids?
We initially started using it as a sealing agent to seal up the collage, and then we found out that it actually had a chemical response to the Polaroid media. Worked as a neutralizing agent within the chemical process. Some of the first pieces we wanted to show were supposed to change. It's a very unstable process, and through the course of display in the sunlight, it'll turn to a bright red if it's left out in the UV. And we coated a piece with beeswax, and it neutralized the process and kept it from turning. So it sort of countered our initial intent of having the flower turn red through the course of an exhibition. Over the past 10 years, it's sort of stayed its natural bluish tone.
Beeswax, a nice organic compound, works with the fibers in the paper to preserve.
Imagery-wise, and it was also on top of a flower collage, so we thought it was interesting that the beeswax neutralized on top of the flower collage and preserved it for time.
I should mention for anybody that hasn't been there yet, these Polaroids are not your grandfather's Polaroids. These are historical Polaroids. There were 7 of these machines made. These are huge Polaroids.
It was also one of our main points of showing this work is the time in photography, that this was a unique format. There was 1 of 5 Polaroid cameras ever made in this 20 by 24 format of Polaroid. We had the privilege of working with this out of New York. Even here in Easton, we brought it out for about 9 months to produce artwork for an artist that I was working for that had possession of the camera. We just thought it was important to show this type of work in the realm of photography at this point now, in its instant gratification of digital age, that this was something that really ties back to the magic and alchemy of photography.
Well, what I love about them is that you can really see the material. It's big enough you can get up there close, and you can see the fibers. You can see where the gelatin is kind of schmutzed around the edges of it. Those aren't ones where you can pull off a paper negative.
They are. You pull the black layer off and peel it as you would with the handheld ones. This one was just a process that took maybe 2 or 3 people to separate the negative and lay down. And it's a traditional process in photography to transfer the image onto watercolor paper. It's just done at a grand scale. We did like the aspect that you could see the hand of the artist into it, that it was a form of photography where you could tell there was an application, that it wasn't just push a button and out comes the print.
Those Polaroid markings on the top and bottom now are almost kind of the marking point of this is a Polaroid. It's a rarity, and just having those top and bottoms almost adds to the beautifulness of the print and the entirety. Sometimes Mike montages things together utilizing different tops and bottoms of the Polaroids to put together a more formal piece that still utilizes what the Polaroid was, but making one that he thinks is perfect. It's a very imperfect process in coming out. You can do 5 Polaroid transfers and maybe 1 will come out where it didn't screw up the process of the emulsion coming out. It's a very particular task. It was really fun to see Mike finish everything. We've had a lot of stuff in the house for a long time. So when John said about doing this show, we thought, well, how are you going to fill out this entire space and that back wall? We immediately said the Polaroids would look fabulous on these walls. He was able to finish them in a way that I think is a little more elegant. It seems more permanent. It was almost scary laying them down with the glue.
Very graffiti process. We used YouTube videos to reference the wheat paste process. But we also had the privilege of working with Japanese bookmakers in New York City, which really showed me the process of the collage and the wheat paste and dealing with the the Japanese papers, which we presented the work on. And it's a handmade paper that's been brought over from Japan, and a family's been producing this paper now for generations. We were interested in showing the part of the process which was unique to Polaroid, which was the pod breaks. Also the privilege of working with artists in New York and curators that would come in, and they would just be blown away by the pod breaks and the chemical residue. And they loved the chemical drips at the bottom. Julian Schnabel would smear his fingers through the pod breaks to personalize what wasn't part of his process.
Mike Cabriza. I also spoke with Jamie Cabriza. Jamie and Mike Cabriza's Polaroids and prints are on view in the gallery at Home and Planet, 25 West 3rd Street in South Bethlehem. The phone number at Home and Planet for more information is 610-866-7370. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.